Good to see everybody this morning, and I'm here to help you celebrate 56 years. You know, we've got things we could be sad about, but there's a million things we can be happy about this morning. What an awesome Savior we have. It might be going home time for me today. That'd be all right. And I look around, and I had the privilege to preach this homecoming in 2001. What a privilege it was. I preached what's right with Riverside. Right spirit, right doctrine, right fellowship. I enjoyed that. But that's been 18 years ago. Some of you wasn't even here. And some that I preached to has gone on to meet the Lord. I know Brother Clarence Neal, Sister Georgia, they put over 20 years in their life the ministry pastor in this church. Well, I appreciate that. And Brother Harold and these deacons, a lot of them was there 18 years ago. How many of you remember that? A few of you. Glad you're here today. We're still on the journey.
Amen.
See, when God saved us, he gave us eternal life.
Yes.
But we're not home yet.
Amen.
I need him every day. Every day of my life.
Amen.
And I praise him. I do want to preach this morning. I'd like to preach what I preached 18 years ago, but if I preach, I've got to preach what God gives me, because he knows what we need today. And I want to read a verse of scripture out of the book of Job, chapter number 42. And I want to read a verse of scripture out of 1 John, chapter number 3. And I want to preach about an all-knowing God. He knoweth what you're going through with today. There's nothing I can tell God that catches him by surprise. I say, God, don't you know this is happening? He says, I know, Mike. God, don't you know your people ain't? I know, Mike. I've never told him anything that he said, man, that shocks me. Can I say this up front tonight? God ain't got as big as expectation for you that you've got. Now, if that shocks you, I'm sorry, but I'm going to say it again. God don't expect as much out of Mike Callahan as I expect out of myself. Why? Because he knows my beginning and he knows my end. He knows I'm weak. He knows I was going to fail him, but yet he chose me. That makes me special. Chose me to be saved. Give me a little part. David said, I'd rather, the king of Israel said, I'd rather be the doorkeeper in the house of the Lord than dwell in the tents of the wicked. Even if I'm a doorkeeper, I'm still in the presence of God. We need to get back in the presence of God with our fellowship. That'll restore our joy. Stand with me while we share God's word with you. 1 John chapter 3, verse number 18. Then I want to share a verse of scripture with you out of Job chapter number 42, verse 2. Then I want to preach what God's laid on my heart this morning. A lot of people don't believe God knows everything. You can tell the life they live. There's times I wish God didn't know everything. But he does. He's omnipotent, omnipresent, and omniscient. Them big words means he's every place at all times. He knows everything. Boy, I'm glad he does. Look with me at 1 John chapter 3. Back in 2001, I didn't have to wear these spectacles. But I'm going to lay them down one day. Maybe today. Amen. 1 John chapter 3, verse 18. My little children, boys talking to me, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. And hereby we know that we are of the truth and shall assure our hearts before him. For if our hearts condemn us, God is greater than our hearts. and knoweth all things. And knoweth all things. Job chapter 42, verse number 2. Let's read verse 1 and 2. Then Job answered the Lord and said, I know that thou canst do everything, and that no thought can be withholden from thee. You can be seated. Pray for me this morning. I'm not a long-winded preacher. But I want to say what God wants me to say today. And once again, I appreciate you inviting me. Allow me. I never come to share no sad story. I got a good story. I got a wonderful story. I've got good news. He's still real. He's still alive. And he still knows everything we need. He wants to help you today. He knows the intents of your heart. The singing and testimonies makes us feel like going to heaven. But the preaching will confirm whether or not we're going.
Amen.
How do you know? Because it happened to me. I sit where you're sitting this morning if you're unsaved. But if you're saved, thank God. The gospel will affirm to you and give you strength and help in the time of need. The Bible said that God knoweth all things. There's nothing, not even a thought, that I can hold back that God wouldn't know. He knows everything. That's the kind of Savior. He's not limited. He's not an ancient God. I know some denominations try to make him anxious, but the God I serve today, he's a right now God. He's an odd hands God. He knows what you and I need today. If you're lost, he paid for what you need. If you're sick, he already paid for what you need. And listen, if you're lonely, he already paid for what you need. We're on a journey of this morning, folks, but God is on that journey with us. You think about that. He knoweth. You're sitting there saying, he knows everything I'm thinking about. Yeah. Oh, yes. He knows everything that you're thinking about. Some of you are thinking, I hope he don't preach long. I'm going to eat. That's normal. There's been times I've been sitting in homecomings and I thought the same thing. But he knows. I might not know. But he knows. He knows. He knows where you've been. He knows where you're at. But he knows where you're going.
Amen.
If you're lost, where you're going, he don't have nothing to do with.
Right.
It's all you.
Yeah.
You see, God made a place that he said it wasn't his will that any would perish,
right,
but all would come to repentance.
Amen.
He meant you. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever would believe in him. That's you. Should not perish but have everlasting life. God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world. God never came to condemn you. God came to you that you could have a way out of your sin. A way out of your problems. You say, you mean, preacher, if I get saved, I won't have no problems. No, no, no. You have problems, but you have a bigger God than your problem. And when you feel down and out, you'll hear a voice behind you. And God will speak to your heart and carry you where you need to be. I'm talking about God that knoweth everything. 2 Timothy chapter number 2 and verse number 19. The Bible says, he says this, nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal. The Lord knoweth. Thank God, the Lord knoweth them that are his. And let every man that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Thank God he knows them that's his. He knows I'm his kid. He knows I'm going to fail. He knows my weaknesses. He knows my strong point. He knows who he wanted me to marry. He knows the children that he wanted me to have. He knew the little town that I needed to grow up in. He knew of the people my children needed to marry. You say, I don't know about that. He knows. He knows. Young in my Christian life, I had a chance to move to another state. We already had our 3 kids. My wife and I prayed about it. On paper, it looked great. But God said, Mike, you stay where you're at. You stay where you're at. Because if you move to that state, your kids will marry the wrong people. Your kids will have the wrong spouses. Your kids and spouses will have the wrong kids. Meaning you'll have the wrong grandkids. Did you ever think about that? How important? Oh, I'm just going to leave. I'm just going to go down here and work in another state. There's more at risk than your finances. I'd rather live under the bridge and eat raw fish and know I'm in the will of God and live like a millionaire.
That's right.
And see my kids in trouble.
Yeah.
All 3 of my kids this morning is in church. All 3 of their spouses is in church.
Right.
Because God knew who he wanted them to marry.
Yeah.
God knew where he wanted them to go to church.
Right.
You say, oh no, God. Listen, Job said in Job chapter 1, or it was Jeremiah maybe, he said, I knew you before you got in your mother's belly.
Right. Yeah.
He said, I knew you while you was in the womb, and I called you, and God's got plans for you this morning. God said, I called you to be a prophet while you was in your mother's womb. He knows. He knows about you. He knows about me. He knoweth them that are his. And let every man that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. John 10 and 27. My sheep hear my voice. And I know them. And I give to them eternal life. And they shall never perish. No man can pluck them out of my hand, because my Father, which gave them to me, is greater than all men, and no man is able to pluck them out. My Father and I are one. John 10, 27 through 30. Let me tell you something. He knows. He knows. He knows about you. He knows how. He knows them that are his. He knows them. And the Bible said in Job 23 and 10, said, but he knoweth the way that I take. And when he has tried me, I shall come forth as gold. That's putting our faith in something. That's knowing who God is. The Lord knoweth them that are his. He knows me. He knows whether you're his or not. I believe when the Lord splits them eastern skies, your Baptist church is going to be sitting full of lost church members. Don't know God. Know about him, but don't know him. I'm going to tell you, to leave this world and get to be in glory, you're going to have to be born again. Why don't our churches preach being born again? And when you get born again, you don't go back into the world. God calls you out of the world, sets you in a good Baptist church, put your feet on a solid rock, calls you to walk right, talk right, and leave here right. I'm saved. I'm going to heaven regardless. But it's as important to me that I finish right. When they were singing that song about Jeremiah couldn't quit, up until 5 weeks ago, I pastored 32 straight years. Don't regret a minute of it. My life's been fantastic. But 5 weeks ago, God said that's enough. So I'm saved. I'm going to heaven, whether I preach again or not. There ain't nothing the devil can do about it. God can't override his word. I'm going to heaven. But it's important to me that my grandkids, many Sunday nights, after preaching three times in a Sunday, on my way home, I'd throw my Bible in the trunk, throw my old wetsuit jacket in there, and say, I've quit. But on the way home, I could hear my kids in the back seat singing Amazing Grace. I said, I got to get my Bible back. I can't quit. I can't quit. Now, I've not quit. I'm busier now than I was before. Don't tell somebody when they tell you Callahan's quit pastoring, but I ain't quit serving Jesus Christ. I've not quit running a good race. It's important to me that I finish right. What about you? What about you? The Lord knoweth them that are his, having this seal. Amen. I've got a seal. Yes. 2 Peter chapter number 2, verse number 9. The Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptation. The Lord knoweth how to deliver you out of temptation. Paul said there's no temptation taking man, but such is common unto man. But with the temptation, God will make a way to escape it. We don't want the way. We want a bellyache. Oh, me. I'm no different. But it's important for me to know that God knows how to deliver the godly out of temptation. You know what us Baptist folks say? Well, we say, well, it's the old flesh. The old flesh, maybe. Used to be a comedian named Flip Wilson. Got to be 50 and older to know who Flip Wilson is. But he said, the devil made me do it. Hey, if the devil's still making you do things, you need to get saved. I don't hear the devil's voice anymore. I hear the voice of the Lamb of God that paid for my sin on Calvary. I know his voice. When I walk in the throne room of God, I don't have to say, God, excuse me, it's me again. He knows who it is. You don't get in there in the throne of grace unless you've got something down in your soul. Amen. He knows. He knows, my friend, how to deliver. The Bible said, how does he know how to deliver? John chapter 1 and verse 3 said, all things were made by him. Without him, nothing was made that was made. That's how he knows. The Bible said in Psalms 37 and verse 23, it said, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Hey, the Lord ain't going to order me a step. That's not right. And he won't you. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Every step, God, that I have taken, God's ordered. I order a lot of stuff off of Amazon and different things, and when that date's not, and it's not there when I say it is, I get on there and I hit that tracking number and say, where's my $10 package at? You do the same thing. Don't look at me and grin. Don't you? You get madder than a wet hen. Well, I said, what are you so upset about? That's my $15 package. But how many times does God track you and you're not where he said to be? The steps. Look at it, Psalms 37, 23. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth.
That's right.
That's right. I believe these singers is right where God ordered them. Told Brother James, or one of the guys this morning, I don't always get a yes, no answer when I'm praying about something until I start the way I think I need to go. And when you get up like this, before you put it down, You better pull it back, or he says, set it.
Yeah.
That's faith.
We
run ahead of God sometimes, Bruce. We run ahead of him, and we end up in trouble. I preached a message yesterday about being in a valley. Sometimes God can use a valley to mature us and strengthen us and help us. But a lot of valleys I end up in, God ain't got a thing to do with me being there. I got puffed up, held grudges, went into the valley feeling sorry for myself. But I see a shadow in there, and it's not mine. God knoweth where you're at.
Yeah, right.
You're in the valley? He's with you if you're saved.
Right.
He's with you. The Lord knoweth. The Lord knoweth those that are his.
Yeah.
Right. And let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity.
That's right.
The Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptation.
Right.
The Bible said in Matthew chapter number 6, verse number 8, said, your Father knoweth what you have need of before you ask.
Amen. That's right.
Amen.
You need to get saved? You need to get forgiveness? He knows you do. Sometimes I go up and sit on my altar. Say, Lord, I haven't been here in a day or two. I'm sorry. He said, I know you are. But you missed out on some things, Mike. Hey, I need him. Don't think because I'm an old man that I need him and you don't. I never got saved until I was 27 years old. I know the death on the other side. I wished I could stand here and tell you I was a perfect little boy, got saved as a Boy Scout. I wasn't allowed in the Boy Scout. But I'm going to tell you, there come a time at 27 years old, I was broke. I had a pretty wife, had two kids, had a home, had a car, and a good job, but I was broke. The Lord knew what I need. He revealed it to me. What's he doing for you today? I don't have to guess. I've got a God that knows. He orders my steps. My only job is to be where he ordered me. People say, oh, pray that God will open up my... Be in the right space. I've never asked the pastor to preach. I've never had to. God called me to preach. He's never let me get embarrassed. He's always given me a message, and he's given me some place to preach. I'm preaching from experience. I'm not a politician. But God knows what you need today. The thing of it is, do you know? Do you know what you need today? I believe there's husbands and wives here that need to reach down, get the other by the hand, and say, let's go get saved. I believe there's marriages here today that says, you need to get your spouse and say, let's go. Let's rededicate our marriage. Hey, me and my wife has to do it. And me a preacher and her a preacher's wife, we have to do it. Because God knoweth what we need. God knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptation. But sometimes I don't get the answer until I get here. What about you today? Will you think about that? Will you think about that today? What about you? What about you? What about you today? Listen. He said he knows your needs before you asked. I fear that God. You know why America is in the shape they're in? America does not fear God. My fear in God keeps my life where it needs to be. Some of you fear your wife worse than you do God. Now, I love my wife. I'd lay down my life for my wife. But I fear God. And when you lose the fear of God, you have nothing to... You see what I'm saying? You have nothing to make you take them singing appointments, Ed. You have nothing to make you say, yes, I'll come preach for that little bitty church.
That's right. Yeah.
Because you don't fear God.
Yeah.
But when you fear God and you want to walk close to Him and you know He knows everything about you, it's a change. Any of y'all come sing that, I'm still God. There's a lot of things that has changed, but God has not. He loves you. Listen, God says He knoweth, for He knoweth our frame, and He remembereth that we are dust. You see, sometimes I forget that. And I try to do things on my own. I forget I'm dust. But God remembers what I don't. But He don't remember what I can't forget. My sins. There's things and scars on my life that I'm not get rid of till they throw the dirt in my face. Painfulness. But my sins, God took them, throwed them in the depths of the sea. Never to be brought up again. Although He's all-knowing, He chose not to remember. He's God and I'm not. There's things in your life, Brother Dylan, you won't be able to forget. But them's the very thing God forgets. And He remembers your butt dust. He knows you're framed. He knows you're going to fail. That's why He sent a Savior.
That's right.
You didn't need a band-aid. You needed a Savior. You don't need no cast around your soul. You need a new soul. Well, you're going to do that? I can't do it for you. You're going to have to get it the same way I got it.
Amen.
This modern world, they repeat after me, do this. Hey, the Bible said, believe in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and repent of your sin. Be sorry where you're at. Until you get there, you'll never get saved. In my best day, I need God. My best day, I need Him. But my worst day now, nothing compares. Way I used to live. Defeated. Lost. In darkness. Running. You don't have to run no more. You need to come this way. He loves you. He's got help for you. No matter who you are, where you've been, God wants to forgive you today. He's ready to forgive. What's He waiting on? He's waiting for you to realize you need to be saved. While they stand, will you come today? Nobody from this church will try to make you join the church. We just want to see you get right with God. God knows about you. There's times I put on a good frame in front of my wife. She says, Mike, I know you're discouraged. She can see farther than I can.
Sometimes I cry.
But there's times that I can fool my wife.
But it seems I can't.
There's never been a time I've went on my face before God that I've surprised.
Sometimes I bow.
When I tell Him I've messed up, He don't say, you dirty dog.
And I cannot say.
Said, I know, Mike, I love you. That's why I shed my blood on Calvary. It's paid for. Just come back to me. Come back to me.
He says to me,
won't you come? What will it take?
You're still you.
Oh, yes. I'm still weak, my Calvary.
But
I got a Savior that lives inside of me.
You're still
knows who I am and where I am.
But I don't fear any. Still,
you preachers have got something to help with today. Speak
I'm
up.
I'm still strong. You're
What's struggling? You don't have to.
But I'm still on my feet.
The Lord said, casting all your cares upon Him.
Sometimes,
for He cared for you.
Small,
you're not doing a very good job carrying your burden.
It's so,
well, I was preaching, I could look at people's faces. You're not doing a good job. You know why?
Sometimes
you wasn't made to carry your burden.
We walk.
He said, cast them on me.
It seems
he said, casting off a continually day-to-day thing. If you don't cast your burden to God today, I'm God, tomorrow the devil will shove more in there.
It's the only
He'll shove more in there.
See.
And you'll just keep on going down. Finally, your knees will hit. Then you got all that baggage. He'll take it away, but you'll be broken.
That's all you'll ever need.
How about it?
You're still you.
Why should God's man have to stand and beg you to come and get the blessings from God? Get rid of those grudges. Get rid of those hard feelings. Get rid of those sins and just come to the feet of Jesus. I can't control what other people does and says about me. I can just control how I react to them. Some of them I feel so sorry for.
Because
God said sin is the righteous thing to recompense tribulation upon them that trouble you. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, I will repay. It's not my job. It's not your job to get even. Let it alone. Put it on
sometimes
God. You'll feel better. He know it.
It's so
the Lord know it. The Lord know it. When will you know it's the best thing to give it to you?
Sometimes the path we walk, it seems anything but clear.
Some of you I'm looking at.
Sometimes
18 years ago, you wasn't even born. If you was in that homecoming,
it's the only
your mama hit you in her arms. But the church stood for the right thing. That's why the church is up here. You ought to get these elders by the neck and say, thank God for standing with the stuff.
That's all
I'll tell you, I know a lot of them. The deacons are sold out.
You're still
and left home. But thank God you still got a church that's built on the right foundation. That's the first point. The foundation of God standing sure, having this seal. The Lord knoweth them that are His. Let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. How about it?
You're still me. I'm still strong.
He loves you.
I'm still on my
floor. All heads bowed this morning. I feel at liberty here. How many of us got things going on in your home you hope the Lord don't know about? Don't raise your hand, just think about it. But He knows. He knows. Not happy. But he's standing with his arms outstretched. Saying, come back. Come back home, child. How many in this service today would like just a closer walk with Jesus? You know, I've told the young preachers that where I've come from, you're going to have to study more than I have. You're going to have more power than I've got. You're going to be more persistent than I am, because you're preaching to a generation that don't know God. Are you willing to slip your hand up? I won't come to you. I won't say nothing to you. Say, preacher, before you lay down on the bed tonight, will you pray for me? I might not know you. God bless that hand. God bless that hand. Is there others? God knows. He knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptation. He knoweth what you have need of before you ask Him. Is there one here this morning that don't know Jesus? You've never... Now listen to me. I'm not talking about shaking some preacher's hand. I'm talking about, do you remember the day you heard a message just like this? And it convicted your heart. And you seen the state you was in. And it set up a godly sorrow in your life. And you come and ask Jesus Christ. Not necessarily in a church. I got saved at home on a $2 green footstool my wife bought at a yard sale. That was my altar. I'm just as saved as anybody. But is there been a point in your life where you bowed your head and said, God, save me. I'm a sinner. God only saves sinners. You can't find sinners no more. You can't find them with a search warrant. Everybody's going to heaven. That's not true. The Bible said the majority of the world's going to hell because they rejected Calvary. Would you like to experience that? Would you as much as slip your hand up? Now, I've never been saved, but I want to be. I want to be saved. I don't want to go to hell. I want to raise my family right. See, if you ain't got Christ, the captain of your ship, you don't know how to raise your family. I'm sorry if that makes you mad, but I was there. I had a wife and two kids. The morning I got saved, I got off my knees and I seen a wife and two kids I'd never seen before. I didn't know how to love them until I met Jesus. He's love. Are you lost and want to be saved? Just slip up your hand and say, remember me, preacher. He knows. He knows. Okay, you can thank you for your prayers this morning, church. I'm going to turn it back over to Dylan. But if I can help you, you call me. A man of God that's not concerned about lost people is not really a man of God. I don't want your money. I don't want your praise. I don't need praise, and I really don't need money. God's left me okay. But I want to finish. I'm not slacking up, whether it's a horse race, a car race, or a preacher. The last lap, we give it all we've got. Better stop giving it all I got. Had people tell me 35 years ago, you preached like that, another year I'll kill you. Good for you.